This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, where Black Friday pricing is going on now for the PDF version. Over half off right now, but for a very limited time. Check it out at easybiblenamesguide.com. Thanks. Hey, welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 591, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm glad you dropped by. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We do that by every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday reading the Old Testament, and every Tuesday and Thursday reading the New Testament. Today we're reading 2 and 3 John from the God's Word translation and Jude from the New International Reader's Version. All three are very short books. Let's begin. 2 John. From the Church Leader. To the chosen lady and her children, whom I love because we share the truth. I'm not the only one who loves you. Everyone who knows the truth also loves you. We love you because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Goodwill, mercy, and peace will be with us. They come from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, who, in truth and love, is the Father's Son. I was very happy to find some of your children living in the truth as the Father has commanded us. Dear lady, I'm now requesting that we continue to love each other. It's not as though I'm writing to give you a new commandment. Rather, from the beginning, we were commanded to love each other. Love means that we live by doing what He commands. We were commanded to live in love, and you have heard this from the beginning. Many people who deceive others have gone into the world. They refuse to declare that Jesus Christ came in flesh and blood. This is the mark of a deceiver and an antichrist. Be careful that you don't destroy what we've worked for, but that you receive your full reward. Everyone who doesn't continue to teach what Christ taught doesn't have God. The person who continues to teach what Christ taught has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and doesn't bring these teachings, don't take him into your home or even greet him. Whoever greets him shares the evil things he's doing. I have a lot to write to you. I would prefer not to write a letter. Instead, I hope to visit and talk things over with you personally. Then we will be completely filled with joy. The children of your chosen sister greet you. 3 John. From the Church Leader, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love because we share the truth. Dear friend, I know that you are spiritually well. I pray that you're doing well in every other way, and that you're healthy. I was very happy when some believers came and told us that you were living according to the truth. Nothing makes me happier than to hear that my children are living according to the truth. Dear friend, you are showing your faith in whatever you do for other believers, especially when they're your guests. These believers have told the congregation about your love. You will do well to support them on their trip in a way that proves you belong to God. After all, they went on their trip to serve the one named Christ, and they didn't accept any help from the people to whom they went. We must support believers who go on trips like this so that we can work together with them in spreading the truth. I wrote a letter to the congregation, but Diotrephes, who loves to be in charge, won't accept us. For this reason, when I come, I will bring up what he's doing. He's not satisfied with saying malicious things about us. He also refuses to accept the believers we send as guests. He even tries to stop others who want to accept them and attempts to throw those people out of the congregation. Dear friend, never imitate evil, but imitate good. The person who does good is from God. The person who does evil has never seen God. Everyone, including the truth itself, says good things about Demetrius. We also say good things about him, and you know that what we say is true. I have a lot to write to you. However, I'd rather not write. I hope to visit you very soon. Then we can talk things over personally. Peace be with you. Your friends here send you their greetings. Greet each of our friends by name. The Book of Jude. I, Jude, am writing this letter. I serve Jesus Christ. I am a brother of James. I'm sending this letter to you who have been chosen by God. You are loved by God the Father. You are kept safe by Jesus Christ. May more and more mercy, peace, and love be given to you. Dear friends, I really wanted to write to you about the salvation we share, but now I feel I should write and ask you to stand up for the faith. God's people were trusted with it once and for all time. Certain people have slipped in among you in secret. Long ago, it was written that they would be judged. They are godless people. They use the grace of our God as an excuse for sexual sins. They say no to Jesus Christ. He is our only Lord and King. I want to remind you about some things you already know. The Lord saved His people. He brought them out of Egypt. But later, He destroyed those who did not believe. Some of the angels didn't stay where they belonged. They didn't keep their positions of authority. The Lord has kept those angels in darkness. They are held by chains that last forever. On Judgment Day, God will judge them. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah and the towns around them also did evil things. They gave themselves over to sexual sins. They committed sins of the worst possible kind. They are an example of those who are punished with fire. The fire never goes out. In the very same way, those dreamers pollute their own bodies. They don't accept authority. They speak evil things against heavenly beings. But not even Michael did that. He was the leader of the angels. He argued with the devil about the body of Moses, but he didn't dare to speak evil things against the devil. Instead, he said, "May the Lord stop you." But those people speak evil things against what they don't understand. They're like wild animals. They can't think for themselves. They do what comes naturally to them. Those are the very things that destroy them. How terrible it will be for them! They followed the way of Cain. They rushed ahead and made the same mistake as Balaam did. They did it because they loved money. They are like Korah. He turned against his leaders. Those people will certainly be destroyed, just as Korah was. They are like stains at the meals you share. They eat too much. They have no shame. They are shepherds who feed only themselves. They are like clouds without rain. They are blown along by the wind. They are like trees in the fall. Since they have no fruit, they are pulled up, so they die twice. They are like the wild waves of the sea. Their shame rises up like foam. They are like falling stars. God has reserved a place of very black darkness for them. He will keep them there forever. Enoch was the seventh man in the family line of Adam. He gave a prophecy about those people. He said, "Look, the Lord is coming with thousands and thousands of His holy ones. He is coming to judge everyone. He is coming to sentence all ungodly people. He will judge them for all the ungodly acts they have done. They have done them in ungodly ways. He will sentence ungodly sinners for all the bad things they have said about Him." Those people complain. They find fault with others. They follow their own evil longings. They brag about themselves. They praise others to help themselves. Dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ said was going to happen. They told you, "In the last days, some people will make fun of the truth. They will follow their own ungodly longings." They are the people who separate you from one another. They do only what comes naturally. They are not led by the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Let the Holy Spirit guide and help you when you pray. The mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ will bring you eternal life. As you wait for His mercy, remain in God's love. Show mercy to those who doubt. Pull others out of the fire. Save them. To others, show mercy mixed with fear. Hate even the clothes that are stained by the sins of those who wear them. Give praise to the one who is able to keep you from falling into sin. He will bring you into His heavenly glory without any fault. He will bring you there with great joy. Give praise to the only God. He is our Savior. Glory, majesty, power, and authority belong to Him. Give praise to Him through Jesus Christ our Lord. Give praise to the One who was before all time, who now is, and who will be forever. Amen. Well, if you've been waiting for the right time to buy my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, the time has come. Because right now, until the end of this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving 2016, you can get more than half off on the PDF version of the book. That's right, the special Black Friday pricing makes it just $9.97, but only until midnight Pacific Standard Time on Friday, November 25th, 2016. After that, Black Friday is over, and so is this price. It'll be gone. So remember, right after the show is over, get on over to easybiblenamesguide.com and pick up the special Black Friday pricing on the PDF version of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. easybiblenamesguide.com. May God bless the reading of His Word. It's amazing, isn't it, how a letter written about 2,000 years ago sounds so current? Jude talks about the importance of standing up for the faith, and never has it been more important to do that than it is today, when Christianity is under attack every time you turn around. I've heard it said that Christianity is only just one generation away from extinction, that if we don't stand up, if we don't share our faith with the next generation, there will be no one to share the good news of a risen Savior. But of course, we know that God has promised to always have a remnant in each generation, so that won't happen. But that does not take away our responsibility to heed what Jesus said just before He ascended into heaven. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Me. So you must go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I've commanded you, and you can be sure that I am always with you to the very end." That is called the Great Commission. That is the job that He gave to each of us. He didn't say to do this when it's easy or convenient or politically correct. There was no opportunity given for a way out of doing everything we can to accomplish the job. We must do what Jesus said. And Jude also spoke, as others did, about false teachers. But here, Jude talked about those who abuse God's grace and excuse sexual sin. Doesn't that sound familiar? Today they say, "How could a loving God condemn me for who I love? This is the way He made me." Which addresses the point Jude made about how they, quote, "do what comes naturally to them," unquote. Listen, it might, and I'm using air quotes here, "come naturally to me to have multiple women." But that is not God's plan. And I choose to follow God's teaching about marriage, and I am joyously faithful to one wife. Jude encourages the believers to remain in God's love, to pray with the leading of the Holy Spirit, and to live lives that please God, and praise Him for who He is, and praise Jesus Christ our Lord. Jude's message was written to the early church and the church of today, without a doubt. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Remember, Black Friday pricing on Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide is on right now at easybiblenamesguide.com. But it's only till midnight, Friday, November 25th, 2016, Pacific Standard Time. More than half off. easybiblenamesguide.com. I'll see you next time. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.